Lunch with Pippa Hudson
on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
Now it's time for the next installment of our 16 at 16 feature, in which we're profiling interesting 16-year-olds and learning about their hopes and worries and passions. If you've missed the previous editions, we've already featured a science boffin, a play ambassador, a maths whiz, and an aspiring singer. So please go and find those interviews on podcast in the Cape Talk app and on the Cape Talk website. I feel really lucky to have access to our guest today because in between writing school exams, he's also getting ready for a performance with the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra next week. His name is Michael Wong and he is a very accomplished pianist. Michael's in grade 11 at Paarl Boys High School and last year he won first prize in the National Youth Music Competition. It's such a pleasure to have him with us on the show today. Mike, thanks for making time to chat to us. Welcome.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much for joining us. Michael, I know you were born in China and you actually moved to South Africa only at the age of 8 years old. What was it like for you coming here to a new country, especially one where you didn't speak any of our local languages? Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Well, it was definitely a very unique experience for me. Mm-hmm. The cultures and the language, they all felt different, and it was actually very fascinating to me. I tried to, blend in with the people. And of course, I learned English throughout the years. Mm. And I think it was a very enriching experience for me.
Of course, you had your music to keep you comfort when it all felt strange. Michael, you'd already been playing the piano for several years by that point, hadn't you?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about your journey with this instrument. Who was it who inspired you to start at the age of 5?
It was actually my mom. Mm? My mom was definitely the trigger for me playing piano, because when she was young, she always had a passion for music, but she always regret that she never really learned an instrument or took music as a career.
Yeah.
So she wanted me to learn an instrument and she decided to choose piano for me. And that's how I started to practice and begin to fall in love with the instrument.
So you started at the age of 5. You won your first major competition at the age of 10 already. And here you are at 16, Mike, about to play with the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra next week. I mean, you've obviously got a natural talent for this instrument, but I would imagine many, many hours of practice go into it. Tell us a little bit about what your schedule looks like.
Yeah, so on the weekdays when I have school, I just always go to school, and after that, I come home, I'll change and I eat food, and after that, maybe 3 o'clock, half past three, I just start to have my first session of practice. So around 6 o'clock, sure, where I would just do some schoolwork and talk to some friends and have dinner, and of course by half past seven I would have my night session where I would practice another 2 hours.
Gosh.
Before I just shower and go to bed by 10 o'clock.
So that's 4 or 5 hours a day on top of your regular schoolwork and friends and being a normal 16-year-old. Mike, what about weekends? Yes. Do you give yourself weekends off, or do you put in extra practice then as well?
No, I definitely put extra practice there.
Sure.
But it also depends on certain extramural activities, because I play in my school's wind band. Mm-hmm. And I'm also part of the chess team. So sometimes my practice, it's on certain days where I just have the school activities, I wouldn't practice as much.
Okay.
So I really try to balance it out. And weekend is the time where I would have a lot of time to practice. And I would just catch up to certain work that I missed in the weekdays. Mm-hmm. By practicing those extra hours.
Does the practicing feel enjoyable? Mike, do you love doing it, or is it something that some days feels like a chore?
Well, it definitely depends on the mood. Mm. And in my opinion, good, efficient practice is not really enjoyable, in my opinion. If you really want to improve within your practice, you need to find your weaknesses.
Yeah.
The flaws within your playing. And it's not a very pleasant experience for people to, you know, realize these things, because, you know, everyone like gives me compliments like, oh, you're so great and everything, but you need to find the fault within yourself in order to improve. And that's what I try to do in my practice.
I mean, I love what you say. It can be applied to the rest of life as well, Michael, that it is in the falling over, the making mistakes, that we learn our biggest lessons and we learn to pick up and carry on. We develop resilience and we get better, whatever we apply that to. But as many of our listeners are already saying on the WhatsApp, to apply yourself as hard as you are doing is quite remarkable. Sheila writing in to say, wow, the dedication of this young man. When I was 16, I spent a lot of time doing pretty much nothing. Good luck to this hardworking, talented boy. Mike, I'm sure many people are feeling the same way, just astonished at the work that you're putting in. But I mean, look what becomes of it. Winning competitions, now having the opportunity to play next week with the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra as they showcase the Cape Town Philharmonic Youth Orchestra. You get to play the second piano concerto by Rachmaninoff. And anybody who knows their piano knows that a Rachmaninoff concerto is one of the most challenging pieces to tackle. Yeah. How much preparation has gone into this concert, Michael?
Well, it's hundreds of hours, definitely. Yeah. Like, the first time I started to practice the Rachmaninoff concerto was actually 2020.
Yeah.
That's when I started. And obviously, I've been, like, very on and off of the piece because I wasn't really preparing a concert or a competition for it. Except for last year in the National Youth Music Competition, yeah. I played the third movement of the Rachmaninoff 2 Piano Concerto in the final round. But this year, starting from, I'd say February, I definitely started to like really grind the piece and build up like all the challenging technical aspects and the musicality and everything. For this concert.
And we can't wait to hear the results. I mean, Michael, tell us a little bit more. I know it's next Thursday evening at the Cape Town City Hall. What can concert goers expect?
Well, I hope my preparation will be enough. I think I'll be very nervous, but excited at the same time, because it is my first time performing a professional concert in the City Hall. And it's also my first time playing a full piano concerto with the CPO. So yeah, everything is just a fresh experience. Something that, you know, you never know. I just hope it goes well.
I'm sure it's going to. You've certainly put in all the work that can be asked of you and then some, Michael, to make it so. So I hope you're going to enjoy the experience of being out there at that beautiful City Hall and its wonderful acoustics. I mean, what an opportunity. Michael, one of our listeners is asking on the WhatsApp line whether you only play classical music or do you ever mix around with pop and rock and contemporary tunes as well?
Honestly, most of the time it's just classical music. Okay. I don't really go into pop that much.
Fair enough.
Yeah, sometimes I try to do like some composition for my school's like film production, and I try to help them along with the soundtracks. But most of the time it's just classical music. For now, I just want to practice my piano and. You never know in life. I feel like classical music is just the best foundation for any kind of music.
Absolutely. Just for those who might have come in late to the interview, we're talking to 16-year-old Michael Wong, who next Thursday evening will play the second piano concerto by Rachmaninoff with the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra at City Hall. He is a remarkable young man. He's already won the National Youth Music Competition last year. He's only in grade 11 as we speak, and what a future ahead of him. Now, I mean, Michael, I know you've got to be so careful. You can't do contact sport because you've got to look after your fingers, and you've put in all this time to practice. Obviously, it's something you're passionate about and you love doing. I'm assuming it's the thing you want to keep on doing. Is this your intention for a career after school?
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. I plan on studying further, trying to become a concert pianist, and going overseas.
Yeah.
To really explore the different cultures and obviously just to enrich my experience, because classical music, piano performing, it's a form of art, and you need to really experience the different cultures with like different composers. Obviously, they are from different countries, and there's so many things I still need to explore, and I can't wait.
Michael, I'm interested to know whether you've explored any works by Chinese composers. Have you gone back to China to experience music there, or has it had any influence on the musician you've become today?
Well, no, I actually haven't been back to China in all these years, since I've just been so busy with piano. But I've definitely played a couple Chinese works by Chinese composers for, you know, the Chinese New Year festivals in the Chinese community we have here. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, definitely there are some Chinese pianists that obviously like very famous, such as Lang Lang and Yu Jiawang. And yeah, they are definitely a role model to me, like why I started playing piano, because they're also just very hardworking, very talented, and I definitely want to be at the same level of their playing.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
One day. Well, you're certainly putting in the hard yards to get there. Michael, I've asked all of our 16-year-olds the same thing. What worries you in life? Some of them have said it's their exams and worried about getting into the study that they want to get, the field of study they want to get into. Some of them have spoken about bigger socioeconomic issues. I've had a different answer from every 16-year-old. What would you say is the thing that worries you the most? If you're up at night anxious about something, is it likely to be getting past a tricky bit that's catching you up in your piano rehearsal, or is it something else?
For me, it's a tricky question. I think right now it's me, like, going overseas and obviously, like, having the financial support of my family, because learning music is not cheap.
Yeah.
That's really something that I can't really explain to like a normal person. Like, you need to have the most financial support you have a good environment to practicing like a good instrument, like a grand piano, and going into institutions that really cost a lot of money, like in places like in America, which I do want to go to one day. And that's the one thing I'm kind of worried about, I'd say, is like the financial support that I will have on my family, because I don't want to put too much pressure on them. And that's why I try my best to really work hard so I can get to the schools I want, but also getting a scholarship on top of that.
Well, I really hope that that dream of being able to go and study at one of the top schools is one that comes true for you, Michael, and sets you off on a future to fame and glory in the piano world. What's your favorite piece to play? If I was to ask you, I mean, I know it's very difficult. It's probably mood dependent as well. But do you have a standout piece that is your favorite?
Obviously, I like every composer, and I don't want to be biased. For certain composers, but I think if I was going to talk to my like favorite piece, or like the piece that I'm really good at, I think it has to be the La Campanella from Liszt.
Liszt. Okay, another person famous for writing incredibly difficult piano pieces. So, Mike, I mean, it's been wonderful chatting to you today, and I know how busy you are getting ready for that concert next week, and no doubt finishing up exams because you are still in grade 11 with schoolwork to do at Paul Boys High School. So, thank you for making time to chat to us this afternoon, and I hope you'll see lots of Cape Talk fans in the audience next Thursday night, wishing you well as they come to hear you play the Rachmaninov. Our thoughts will be with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
It's our great pleasure. Good luck to you, Michael Wong, who is playing next Thursday evening. So for those asking for details of the concert, it's part of the Winter Symphonies at Cape Town City Hall series. And Michael is playing Thursday the 15th of June at 7:30 p.m. Just a reminder that the next day is a public holiday, so you can afford to go and make a night of it and stay up late to enjoy the show. There is a pre-concert talk at around 6:45, and then the show itself is at 7:30 p.m. There's also an open dress rehearsal at 11 o'clock that morning. So if you're going to be busy on the evening, evening, but you'd love to just get a glimpse of it, you can pop by City Hall at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning. Tickets are available through CompuTicket for the concert and through Quicket for the dress rehearsal. You can also book through the Artscape dialer seat, I believe. Winter Symphonies at Cape Town City Hall on Thursday evening, featuring the very talented Michael Wong, only 16 years old, playing with the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra and Youth Orchestra on Thursday next week. And we wish him all the best for his future.